All right, good morning, guys. Welcome again this morning. We will be going to the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. Yeah, this is familiar passage of scripture, and again, we discussed last week that we acknowledge that God is awesome. Now we're going to try to find the same thing in this text here, the awesomeness of God. All right? The awesomeness of God. All right. You guys there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, and it says this, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Now again, we're talking about the awesomeness of God. Think about something that you have in your life, right, at this current moment, that is plaguing you like a thorn in the side. And think about what could happen if this thing is not, you know, taken care of. And then think about giving it to God and God being able to take it away. Remember the Apostle Paul had a thorn in his side, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he went and he sought the Lord three times. The Lord said, my grace is sufficient. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Grace could also be, you know, grace is unmerited favor, God's unmerited favor. In other words, God is giving you an opportunity, and he's saying, listen, I know that you are weak, whatever the case is. I'm giving you that opportunity to make it right, you know. You don't deserve this, but I'm giving it to you anyway, because I want to. That's unmerited favor. Grace could also be interpreted as God's power to do his will. All right. Now, there's quite a few things I know personally in for me that I would like God to take care of, you know. And then when I read this text here, you know, it says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly or above all that we can ask or think."
Mm-hmm.
This brings me back to something that I read in, I think it's in the book of Jeremiah or Isaiah. It says, higher than the highest human thoughts, God's ideas for his elect.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of those books right there. And God, we have to understand that as Christians, God is definitely wanting us to hold a standard or meet a standard. Not on our own, meet a standard that he's gonna go with us to.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and in getting to that standard, we have to bypass a lot of things, because what you do not overcome will overcome you. And it's very comforting to know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think or desire, you know. And this is not, you know, something that we take into consideration on a daily basis, because we have issues. It may not be something that is, you know, highly offensive, you know, maybe in a home or, you know, something like that, but it may be something that comes up on the job every day or sometimes or whatever the case is, you know, something that comes up in school something that comes up in your personal life, and you keep wondering why, how can I get this away? How can I get it out? And you're thinking of ways and what you can do and what you can do and what you can do, and it's not working. And you try the counselors, and they tell you that you need to, get Ritalin and Prozac, these medications, because they diagnose you with some type of disorder, and you don't know what to do. It's very comforting to know that you can actually turn to God, the God who created the entire universe. And he can do above all that you can think or ask according to the power. It says according to the power that worketh in us. Okay. Hello? Guys?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, good. I'm going to throw a question out. how do we overcome?
Okay, over.
We have problems that issues that we have in our lives, but how do we overcome it?
Mm-hmm.
And we're not just talking on surface level. We're talking about, think across the board. Don't just think about, I have a little problem that, every time my heart falls, I lie. I mean, that's not a surface or easy problem, but think across the board.
Okay, I could give a quick example. Like, I think a few months ago, I don't know, the spirit was telling me that I needed to go to the doctor. And I'm like, I don't think I need to go to the doctor. But anyway, it did work, though, that I went to the doctor and I did my regular checkup, and I found that something wasn't quite right. And so, of course, at first, going through a series of tests and stuff like that, I was, scared and everything. And then, I was reading my Bible at the time a lot. So I know that, it was just one of those situations that, God already took care of. It's just for you to trust him, know that he's going to be there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, I was confident. I'm like, I can do this. And then after a while, I wasn't reading my Bible as much as I should. And then fear overshadowed me. And then I've been a few days ago, I'm so scared because I have to do a surgery next week. It's a minor surgery, but I was so scared because I don't like the hospital environment, and to know that they're going to let you sleep for 2 hours while they do the surgery. You have to entrust your lives to this doctor. So, I've been so scared. But then I realized when I did the all-night prayer meeting, it was something that I really needed about walking by faith. God already ordered your step and know what you're going to go through. And I was scared to the point that I'm going to be, I know someone's going to pick me up at the hospital, but it's going to be really early in the morning, so I'm going there by myself, and I'm all ready to cry and everything, just thinking about it. But now that I'm really spending time with God, just praying and reading my Bible, I feel so strengthened. So I by next week, I know that all I have to remember is that God is with me and he's in control, and that's all I need to take away whatever fear that I have.
That's powerful.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good example. The question was, how do you overcome, these problems? And it's found in the second part of verse 20. It says, according to the power that worketh in us. A lot of times when we read the Bible, we see power. We just take it lightly. You don't understand what it is. And the example that Melissa gave just a while ago, because she incorporated reading the Word and praying.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is this. We ought to understand that when we're in a relationship with God, we ought to do the same thing. Communication is one of the most important things that make relationships work. When we are in a relationship, you know, man, woman, you know, brother, sister, whatever the case is, we need to communicate, meaning we need to let each other know, you know, how we feel about certain things in a way that is not offensive, but is meek,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And similarly, when we're in a relationship with Jesus, we need to, you know, tell him about certain things, you know, how we feel. Lord, I'm scared of this or whatever the case is. And, you know, when you tell God certain things, you know, it's good to read the Bible because God will bring back certain things to remember. I remember one time there's something that I was doing. I forgot what it was. But, you know, I was going ahead. I wasn't backing down. I was, going ahead. And I was in my head, I was like, man, Lord, you know, I'm stepping forward, but, you know, I'm kind of shaky about this. And immediately, you know, 1 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear. Immediately. You know, that was the word. And as soon as I received it, as soon as I got it, I felt this peace, this calm within. And that is, you know, according to the power that worketh in us. When God's word is read and meditated upon or whatever, and we allow it to get into our system, then a power begins to work in us, and people mm-hmm. see that power. And the power, what it does is it devours whatever is unlike Christ. So if we have a problem with being patient, the power that's working in you will fix that issue to where you have patience, because the power will produce fruits. You see,
mm-hmm.
and so you know, in every situation, no matter how small it is, no matter how minuscule it may seem, you know, remember that God is able to do abundantly above all that we can ask or think, or is that according to the power that works in us. And I know sometimes a lot of people think that they can't get over things. They had a bad relationship, they can't get over it. Or something happened, they can't get over it. They keep doing deep sea fishing. Oh yeah, I forgive this person, but I will never forget what they did, and I will never this, and I will never that, and I will never. And you know, those things actually prevent us from having a good relationship with God and a good relationship with other people. And instead of operating in our calling, and instead of operating in what we are supposed to be doing, we're being tainted by something in the past or something that's currently affecting us. It keeps coming up. It's a part of our being, you know. And God, if God does not take it away, he can give you strength to deal with it. Because God is not going to take away every problem that we have. But some problems he will give us strength to work with it, you know. And I guess that will sum up what we're discussing this morning, you know, that in all things, God is able to do above all that we can ask or think. And that's a wonderful promise. So whatever you're thinking, think about the highest achievement that you want. And think about the thing that you really need to give to God right now. And know that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all of that. You know, according to the power that working. And God doesn't just take his power and reserve it for himself. We have access to this power.
Mm-hmm.
And this power transcends to other people if they allow it. So when we pray and when we fast and things of that nature for something that we want to break through in our life, We don't just have a breakthrough in our life. We help other people get their breakthrough. Because God is going to use you and your testimony to touch somebody else's life.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, and could I add something too, please? that, you know, the various problems that we go through as Christians, like, it's meant to draw us closer to God rather than further. Because sometimes you have so many things going on in your life that you get distracted. And sometimes these problems come to that you just trust God and have faith and just realize that, you know, He's always going to take care of things, because He promised us that no matter what we go through, He's always there with us and He's going to take care of things. So, you know, you just have to trust Him.
Yeah. And just to add to what Melissa said, like, He draws you closer to God, but at the same time, when you overcome it, then you have a testimony that you could use to share with somebody else. And maybe that testimony, like Melissa's testimony, would be inspiring to somebody else, where they realize, you know what, I can trust God. I could pray, I could fast, I could seek the presence of the Lord, I could seek God, and God will take care of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So in it all, there's always a way that God always gets the glory. You know, and like her testimony right now, I'm so blessed by that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if she didn't have that experience with God or have that situation, I want to be blessed in the way that I'm being blessed right now.
Mm-hmm, true.
So, God is good.
Amen, amen. Then okay. We have, that actually, you know, takes us into verse 21, where it says, unto Him be glory,
mm-hmm,
in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. God's power working in us, and God and Christ being able to do all above all that we can ask, I think, a desire, ought to be complemented by our praise to Him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of times, like the lepers, when Jesus cleansed us, we leave and never remember what happened. We just thought it was just a wind in the air, and it happened, and we just, you know, went. But glory needs, God needs to be, you know, constantly, you know, giving glory for what He's doing. And even sometimes when we don't even think He's doing anything, He is doing anything. Because even just this week, I've had quite a few people, you know, at school, they're like, serious, I don't know what I'm doing in these classes. I'm an English education major, and I don't want to be in that class. It's boring. It's not me. You know, I don't want to be listening to Shakespearean literature, and that stuff is boring, you know what I mean? And, you know, a lot of people right now, you know, at school are stressed out about what, they really want to know what God has in store for them and what is supposed to be their calling and whatnot. But in any event, you know, whatever they're doing, they ought to give God glory and give praise and thanks for it. Because the Bible says, with all things, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, you know, we have to let our requests be known unto God, and God is going to give us a peace of mind. And so glory, giving God a glory, giving God a praise is very important. It should not be downplayed. It should always be given. Because God is looking for people who is going to praise His name regardless of situations, regardless of circumstances. People who are going to stand up for the right thing, regardless of who's around or who's saying what. And He's not just He's not going to watch you stand by yourself. He's standing with you right there. You know? So always give Him the thanks, always give Him the glory. And soon and very soon, one day, when time shall be no more, and we all will be caught up to meet God and live with Him forever and ever and ever. And then we have all of eternity to share our testimonies, not only to share them, but to see how God brought us where we are, how God brought us from where we are, where we were, to where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And that ends our devotional thought this morning. We're going to pray at this point. Any special prayer requests?
Yeah, just pray that everything will go okay next week with my surgery. And I have my two appointments today, so just pray that everything will go well.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
I started a new job this morning, so pray that God will bless me and order my steps. Be a blessing in that place.
Amen.
I just asked for prayer for a group on my campus. It's called the Christian Fellowship Club, and we've been trying to meet, and in the past, it hasn't really been just taking a lot of action and trying to get out there and talk to people about God and just be more visible on campus. And, you know, so I'm praying that, you know, God will change that this year. And I really want to help, but sometimes it's like, you know, I don't want to, like, overstep my boundaries because I'm not president of the club anymore. So I'm just asking God to just show me what is my role in that particular group.
All right. All right. That's excellent. Let us pray. Lord, thank you so much for waking us up this morning. You know, Lord, it's not by might, not by power, but it's by your Holy Spirit that we are here on this throne. You said we're two or three and gathered in your midst, you will dare to bless us. And we pray that you bless each and every one of us, Lord, this morning. I have made a special effort to wake up and to be in this class in the morning, Lord. We know this is definitely indeed a sacrifice. And we know, Father God, that you will grant us a blessing, will help us, oh Lord, to be consistent in what we do. I pray, oh Lord, that you forgive us of the wrong things we have done and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. As we know, if we have iniquity in our hearts, then you will never hear our prayers. I pray, oh Lord, this morning, especially for this class and the people that are not here, Lord, even those who might definitely need to hear some of this good food. I pray that you will somehow, Lord, find a way of bringing them in, Lord, to be a part of this blessing. Be with Natalie, Lord, as she's starting a new job today. We know, God, that you are indeed working miracles, and you're indeed providing ways and means to your children. I pray, oh Lord, that you will give her a blessing, help her to be a blessing on this job. She does not know who she's going to meet or who she's going to come into contact with, but be with her in a mighty way. Lord, grant Melissa, Lord, a heart that is fearless, one that is faithful, Father God, to you. That she's about to embark on this surgery, Lord. I pray that you will set your holy angels around her, around the doctors and whoever it is that's taking care of her life, Lord, that it will be preserved regardless of whatever she has to take care of. Lord, continue as well to be with Ashley, Lord, the Christian Fellowship Club at school. We've been trying to reach out to people and tell people about God, Lord. We know that this is always a difficult task because the devil is a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. But I pray as well, Lord, through the power of the Holy Ghost, that you will give them the strength and the vitality that they need to go forward in this matter. And when you come a second time, save us all in your eternal kingdom, for we ask these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Okay. All right, everyone, God bless you, and please have a great day, okay?
Thank
all
you,
right.
Julie. You too.
All right.
Bye, everyone.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.